Hello, hello, hello. You won't believe it, folks. I'm back. Yes, I'm back again today. Another podcast interview. Let me tell you something. I really get excited every day, right? Some days a little bit more excited than others, but I got to tell you, have you ever tapped into your superpowers? Do you even know what it means? We hear it. It's almost like a buzzword. Well, today on Speak to Me First podcast show, my guest, Anne Christie, is in the house today. She will bring it down. She's going to break it down. What it is about superpowers, why do we need to tap into it? And I got to tell you, it's not going to be a secret much longer because she's getting ready to launch a project. So without further ado, by way of Atlanta, and yes, she has a huge history, family, relatives, you name it. This woman travels the globe, so she's very connected to Montreal, Quebec. She might even speak a little French for us, or Creole, if you will. But you know what? I'm just going to let her talk about it. Let me bring my guest in, Anne Christie, in the house. Come on in, Anne Christie. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's so nice to see you again. I know we had an off-camera talk. We've connected and introed and introduced ourselves. So right off the bat, I don't want to forget who's so connected to you, your publicist, Kia Armstrong. Kia Armstrong is based in Florida. And she is an amazing, amazing person because she's the one that connected me to you, and you know how it works. And I told her I was going to give her a shout out today. Shout out to you, Kia Armstrong. I know you'll hear this. Much love to you. So we're going to get right into it. You know we're on a timer. It's broadcasting. Welcome to Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm your host, Coach Toy, No Sugarcoating Coach. And today, can you just really, we're going to get right into it. Superpowers, we say it all of the time. Tell people who you are, what you do, and what is this project you have coming up? Go ahead, the floor is yours.
Wow, so many questions. Okay, first of all, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to speak to you on camera and have this conversation to share with the world. Really excited about that. I think you have a fantastic story and I connected with it right away. And so excited to be here. Now, a little bit about myself. I'm Haitian, born and raised in Haiti, spent all my school years in Haiti up until the point that I went to Montreal, Canada for college. So tell you about some culture shock, right? Yeah. An island girl going into the dead winter of Montreal, Canada, but it was a fantastic experience. Mm-hmm. It really opened, broadened my eyes, and fast forward 10 years after being in Canada for 10 years, I had friends from all around the world, which really opened my mind to people and humanity, right? And then I started my actuarial career. I decided to go to do math. Why not? Let me pick the hardest major ever. And I definitely went for it. And I got my actuarial degree. And I started working as a consultant, working for multinational companies, helping them manage their pension plans, their liabilities all around the world. But as I was doing that, I developed the love for building models. I developed the love for, as an actuary, that's what we do. I developed the love also to solve problems. But parallel to that, I was always a people person. I was always solving some person's problem.
Yes.
I was interacting and getting involved with so many people throughout my life. And then, I'm not going to bore you with the details, but I pretty much brought both of these things together. Mm-hmm. My love for modeling and creating models that produce results. And I said, what if I use my skills to solve social problems? What would that look like? Mm-hmm. And then so that's why I decided to create a model versus possibly being a life coach or something else. I figured I wanted to have a tool that people could utilize to solve their problems.
Wow. Yeah. So you have been busy. between, like you said, between coming right there. I mean, you actually came from Haiti and went right into the freezing cold in Montreal. Oh, my goodness.
It was...
Oh, that was a weather shock. A culture maybe as well. But so first of all, I applaud you for just saying, hey, I'm going to go ahead and do it and just get it done. But I love your thought process because, you know, I mean, when you say you're an actuary, I know you have the project. I know that. But that is significant because we need more women. We always talk about STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math, mathematics. So I applaud you just for that because I don't even want to give my report card in. Those are probably my least favorite subjects, so I probably would never have majored in it. But I do know, I want to applaud you, especially where you're also inspiring and motivating other women to say, even if that's what you're doing, but now you can go ahead and build on that. You know, most people just think about it as counting their money. But you have taken this a step further. So I just wanted to put that out there. But absolutely. So now this has brought you to thinking about models. And so, again, building something. And yes. And tell me, this up and coming project and launch, is this all for women, this particular project? And I'll let you elaborate on that.
Absolutely not. It really is for anybody who needs it. And that's really what was important to me, is to create something that mm-hmm. could cater to anyone as long as they have that need for mm-hmm. self-discovery. It really can tap into, I can really tap into younger kids, kids who are in college, men, women, boys, girls, talking about people who are mid-career, right? You're in the space of trying to figure out what's my next step, not really fulfilled in the role that I am right now. What shifts can I make in order to get some more fulfillment in my life? Mm-hmm. Thinking about people who are simply just trying to reinvent themselves completely, people who are trying to make a tweak in their careers. This is a, for lack of a better word, like a come to Jesus moment, like people would say, right? Mm-hmm. It's a moment where you look at yourself in a mirror and have that conversation with yourself and being honest with yourself, and that realness will come out of that. I don't want to give too much of the tool, but it basically produces your purpose, right? If you're looking for your purpose, or if you want to redefine it, if you want to understand it better, if you want to elaborate on it, you can utilize that system and it will produce a statement or a paragraph for you that will outline what your purpose is.
Wow. So it takes someone really goes step by step, no matter what industry you may be currently working in. Will it work for entrepreneurs or seasoned professionals like myself? Is this something where you say, well, I'm mid-career, but I'm getting ready to transition into something else? Will these models, or is it almost like homework, if you will? I know it's structured, but and how long does this take? I mean, is it a 1 week, 2 week?
That's a good question. So I will answer the first question. It really is something that definitely can help somebody who is in mid-career looking to make a change. Mm-hmm. But the reason, again, why it works that way is because it's a blank canvas that you get to color with your own colors. Mm-hmm. You put in your inputs. You don't input in anything that you want in it. So if you take the example of somebody who's a nurse, who loved being a nurse for a long time, but they're not finding that fulfillment in it. They know they're not completely off track, but they need to. There's a realignment that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. What this tool helps you figure out is where you are today, where you want to go, and building a bridge between the two.
Wow.
And then so that you're able to redefine what your objective is, because a lot of times in life, you know, we're not robots. We're not superheroes in reality. Mm-hmm. So we do get sidetracked and we do get distracted in life for any amount of reasons.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need to be calibrated mm-hmm. and going back straight.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the second question goes.
Well, that's fine. I just wanted to know how long does this take?
Yes.
So when someone starts the program, is there like a finish line? Is it within 1 or 2 weeks? Is it a month long? Or is it as you go?
I love that question. And I really think it depends. I've had people do it in 1 day. Complete the whole program in 1 day. And I have people, they've been in it for 2 months. So I really think it depends on where you are, because there are some questions that are, all the assessments are thought-provoking questions. So depending on how comfortable you are and used to having conversations with yourself, that's where it lies. So if you're somebody, you're in the beginning of the journey in terms of self-discovery and figuring yourself out, it might take a little bit more time because you might want to reflect more on some of those questions before inputting your answers. Mm-hmm. People who are more used to having that one-on-one with themselves, mm-hmm. those answers come much more quickly.
Wow. And you know something? When, like you said, everyone is an individual. So even the way we learn as individuals is different. If I'm doing that same thing as someone sitting next to me going through your program, they may take a little bit longer or a little bit less, depending on how they understood the question and all that. And with that said, are you available to help them? Will your team assist someone if they need it? They weren't sure about how the question is structured. Everyone wants to do well, but you know, I'm just asking, yes. You have that assistance.
Absolutely. And I did have a few people do it before the official launch. And so I was doing that one-on-one with them. Mm-hmm. But in order to help the group of people, the new group of people who are going to start joining the program, is we're going to have weekly calls, weekly coaching calls, weekly to allow people to share and to ask those questions, to also hear about other people's answers, because that sometimes can inspire you to find your own answers or better answers. And then so we will definitely have a group coaching calls on a weekly basis to allow people to participate and exchange and share.
Okay, so that's great. Your team is ready and prepared. It sounds like you are really on the right track. You have to be excited about this. I mean,
I am so excited, Coach Toy. And the reason why I'm excited is because the reason why I created the bottle in the first place was because I was trying to solve my own problems. I was trying to figure out, the best way to describe it, imagine if you have a puzzle that you need to solve. Mm-hmm. You have all the pieces, you know the pieces are there, but you just don't know quite how to put it together and to create that picture that you can actually enjoy and observe. Mm-hmm. And so what I had to do that for myself, because I had quit my job, I understood that I needed to do that and move to a different direction. Mm-hmm. And I have all these pieces, and I was like, what's the next step? And analysis paralysis came about. Mm-hmm. I was paralyzed for weeks. What am I doing? And I used my trail skills with my interpersonal skills, with my spiritual self, and I put all of these things together and I solved my puzzle. And then I realized that the way I solved it wasn't an inspiration. It was really a methodical way that I approached it as an actuary. Mm-hmm. And wow, how great would it be? So many people can find their solution now. So many people can solve their life, their puzzle, life puzzle now. And so I put it into a system that now anybody could use, as long as it came with their puzzle pieces. If you come with your puzzle pieces, mm-hmm. the system will put that picture together for you.
Wow. I mean, the more I listen to you talk about this in detail, the more intriguing it gets, because many people say, well, I'm launching a new business, I'm this, I'm that, but they're not as passionate about it. They just are doing it because it will bring them money. And I mean, we're all looking for that, you know, the mighty dollar. But, you know, you got to put your all in it. And that's one thing that I love to do. Whatever I do, put 100+. I always say I bring my 100+ game, not my 100 game. That's it, yeah. For me. My A+ game, not my A game. So, you know, with that said, tell us, because people want to know, especially with entrepreneurs, women inspiring women, hashtag women inspiring women, hashtag, you know, women motivating women, which is what you're doing today. But I love it. Your program is actually co-ed. So you're going to help a lot of people, including women, but you're going to help. And globally, if I'm correct.
This is a human problem. I'm a humanitarian. So I love to solve human problems. Mm-hmm. It's not so much a smaller group, because I believe that collectively we're better, then the smaller groups are going to be better. Yeah. And so it has to be a human problem. I mean, it has to be something that can impact the most people. Mm-hmm. And then so this is a common problem. You know, we live in a world where people are generally lost. Mm-hmm. The rate of depression is really, really high. People are chasing after money and are chasing after their self-fulfillment. And when that happens, it becomes unsustainable. They break and they break down because chasing after money is simply not sustainable. Mm-hmm. But if you chase after your passion and your mission, you will bring that A-plus game coach to it. And that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. What can we do to allow people to bring their A-plus game? Mm-hmm. What happens is, if you would not necessarily be passionate to, let's say, mowing a lawn, it would be hard for you to bring your A-plus game because lawns may not be interesting to you. Mowing is not interesting to you. Being under the sun like this may not be something that interests you. So how do we align people with things that really resonate inside of them deeply? Mm-hmm. And that's what the system does. It allows you to align with your best self. So that way, when you do that thing, instead of saying, oh man, I have to do this today, you say, oh my God, I get to do this today.
Yes.
And then so that's what we want. We want people to be excited about their own lives. Mm-hmm. So this is not Anne Christie telling this person or that person to do or not do. The tool will allow you to find that for your own self. So I don't know what the answer would be for you or for Jack or for Jill or for whoever. And so that's the beauty of it, is you are the only one who knows. I've had people find their purpose through my program, and I was like, not impressed. But the reason why I was not impressed is because this does not resonate with me personally. Mm. But it resonated inside of them, and they understood that fire, lit up. And they were like, yes, I know exactly what I need to do now. Everything is clear because the puzzle has been put together.
Yeah, and absolutely. And it sounds like there is the coaching component within your program, because if you may not hold the title as coach, but right now, from a fellow coach to you, I'm going to say you really do sound like a coach. We're all coaches in some sort of way. But I wanted to just a little more clarity. Would you consider the program to be a self-help model or something different?
And yes, that's exactly what I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be self-help versus, look, I spent 30 plus years of my life coaching people. Mm-hmm. And I found myself many times creating a voice message and sharing with a bunch of people. So what was I doing there? I don't like, again, I love efficacy, efficiency. I'm an actuary. So why am I doing the same thing 3, 4, 5 times? Whenever you do that, you need to create a model. And then so that's why I decided to create the model. But it doesn't change the fact that you do need that communion with people. You do need that life coach element. And then so I've partnered with the Source Academy, and they are going to help deliver the life coaching part. Because people do need to, you know, as you're creating, and we also have a community on the page as well. You need to create a community so that you can keep remaining accountable to yourself. And also be around like-minded people, people who have awakened in their lives and who are also pursuing their vision through their purpose. Mm-hmm. And then so that's why we're doing. So yes, there will be an element of life coaching, group coaching, community-based, also that we can grow that community and have a bunch of people who have awakened connect with each other.
Yeah. And I mean, that's fantastic, because I think what happens is people put their product and their services out there, but it's just one for everything. Everything is supposed to fit everyone. And that's clearly not the case with your company and your launch, what you're doing for your product and services. So that's going to make it a whole lot better. You can actually define it, and then they have the coaching component. So if they're struggling with answers, questions, you're going to have the weekly calls and what have you. I mean, just giving people access, so that they're not saying, I just purchased a program, but I can't get in touch with X, Y, and Z. Or I'm having difficulty, I can't get in touch. That is very frustrating for a lot of people.
Amber, I am available on social media, and I will be available by email. Mm-hmm. And so people will always be able to reach me, because my real objective is to bring people from darkness to light. And so that's, I don't really believe in altruism in the ways that maybe most people do. I believe that you need to have some kind of self-satisfaction in helping others. And so my satisfaction is seeing the lights turn on in people's lives. And so if I can be part of that, somebody's asking me a question and they're like, yes, I got this. That's my personal satisfaction. So I definitely want to be there for that transformation.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm telling you, folks, we've been listening to Ann Christie. You're listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm your host, Toy Johnson Vincent, a.k.a. the No Sugarcoating Coach. I don't sugarcoat it here, but when I do, it's with love and respect. And I'm telling you, Ann Christie, yes. If she doesn't mind, I'm just going to say CEO. If it's your company, you are the CEO of in developing and everything else in between. So, and you know how I talk about it. CEOs, OOOs, and everything, titles are just that. But you're bringing more than just your title today. And I do appreciate it. I'm sure both our national as well as international audience listeners appreciate you dropping the gems today. I'm going to turn the corner, you know, as we are somewhat near the broadcast ending. But I want to talk, just tell me, with all that you do, you have to be probably one of the most busiest people on the planet, especially when you're getting ready to launch something going on. It's cooking, busy, stress, everything above. How can you give our listeners some tips on your entrepreneurship journey and maybe one or two tips on how to keep that stress level down? If someone's out there saying, listen, I just heard Ann Christie, she's starting this, she's starting that, the launch and everything, but she seems very well poised. Any challenges or a couple of tips that you can give someone who may be venturing on entrepreneurship?
I love that idea. And the first thing that I would say, do not start just any business because it will burn you out. You must, if you want to give yourself the best chances of success, is to find the business that aligns with your purpose, which is why I created the course, is to find your purpose. And so, because like you said, Coach Toy, you have to find something that that allows you to bring your A-plus game easily. Which is why it's called the school of superpowers, by the way. Mm-hmm. The reason why we love superheroes is because they make everything seem so easy. They're doing fantastic things, but very easily, so we get mesmerized by it. How about if we had something like this? Something that came easily to us, more than most people. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this course helps you figure out. What is your edge? So that's the first tip that I would say. Find your purpose first before you start that business, because you will be burned out. You will go in many different directions. I'm sure you know people, Coach Toy, who, oh, I'm going to start this car business. And then 2 months later, they can't do it because what it really takes to run the car business, they really don't want to put in that energy or they can't put in that energy. So if you want to start and you're the best footing. Okay, so that's one. Number two, I would say, be realistic. Big dream big, but be realistic. Mm-hmm. I quit my six-figure paying job a few months ago, many months ago, almost a year now. Mm-hmm. I didn't just do it on a whim. Prepared my plan. The I quit is not reasonable.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself. I prepared myself emotionally as much as you can. We don't need to be perfect. Is the thought. Mm-hmm. Create space to prepare yourself emotionally, psychologically, mentally, and financially, as much as you can. If you can have $1 million in the bank before you quit, that's fine. If it's 10,000, that's okay too. But have a plan. So you can be, so you don't have that stress of, oh, I need to make it. The moment you do something for the purpose of money is the moment that you lose your purpose. If you work on purpose, if you focus on your purpose, look, Coach Toy, let's say this project that I'm putting together, only 10 people buy the course. It really will not matter because I have so much more to give. I will keep going anyway. I already have 3 more things that I'm working on because I am aligned with my purpose and what I have an abundance in. I have an abundance of that in me. And then so in this game of life, I will likely win this thing because I have more. We will keep fighting until I win. I have the energy for it. Versus I'm starting a random business that I don't even really care about. After 2 punches, I'm down and I stay down. And then it's really finding that. And then lastly, for I do believe that stress management is important. Remember to stop and smell the roses. Life is a journey. It is not a destination. We can die at any moment. Every single day needs to be lived. Like, if I die today, I'm okay. I live like that. Every night I scan. Am I okay? Which means, was a good mom today? Did I meet my own expectations of being a mother today? Was that a great friend today in the way that I would like to show up for people? Was I good to myself? And so these are all the things that I check throughout the day. It's not just, oh, how much money I made today. Because then you're only chasing that and you're keeping everything else on standby. And then you're starting to have this guilt that's building up inside of you.
Yeah.
I need to get back to that. And touch everything that matters to you. Take care of them. You don't go into your garden and water just one plant. You water all of them. So that's what you do. Take care of yourself. Eat, and challenge yourself to eat better. I exercise pretty much any chance I get. People say, how often do you go to the gym? I say, any chance I get. I'm not needed at the house. My son does not need me. I make sure. And he says, Mommy, you have to work out today. Because he also understands the need for self-care. So self-care is extremely important. That's really what allows you to keep loving yourself and being kind to yourself. And then to have enough energy to keep fighting this fight and keep going on that journey.
Wow. I mean, and that's really important, because, and the reason why I ask that, because a lot of entrepreneurs, they get burnt out right at the seams. They have all the energy and the wherewithal at first, and then they realize, I mean, we have to prepare almost for hiccups that can and often do happen, especially in new businesses. But again, even as a seasoned professional, I say I can have my own hiccups as well. You know, doesn't have to be a brick and mortar store. Don't have to be a CEO. You just have to want to do something so bad, be passionate about it, and, you know, follow your dreams and goals. I'm hearing a lot of that in what you just projected. And, you know, one of the things, what I wanted to know, turning that topic again, is, well, what do you do for fun? Now, you have all of these things going. So, you know, we can't let you leave this program without saying, okay, well, she does that, she does this. Multitasking, right? You already have that pretty much hands down. About to launch this business, and I believe it, now that's coming up, right? Coming up real soon.
Yes, on Friday, May 26th.
Yay!
So excited! I cannot wait to see all these lives transform.
Yeah.
That's my satisfaction. I'm gonna be part of something great. So yes, it's on March 26th. Yes.
Wow.
And I can tell you what I think is fun. I mean, I am. I will not say that word on broadcast because
right.
it might be interpreted
right.
the wrong way. But I love pleasures. I love having fun. I'm a joyful person.
Okay.
I always seek joy. So I'm the person who, if we're in a group, I'm going to look for a story to tell you to make you laugh, right? I love entertaining. And that's why I love having fun myself.
Okay.
So dancing is my number one love. Dancing and music. I'm out every other weekend if I can. Just to go out dancing. That's where my little inner child comes out and dances and has fun.
Yeah.
I absolutely love traveling. Like you were speaking off camera, I have family all around. So I have an opportunity. I get to go visit people in beautiful and great places, which is awesome. But any chance I get to travel, I travel. Believe it or not, parenting is something that I really, really enjoy doing. So I put it in my joy category. Part of it anyway, not the folding clothes and all that stuff, right? But just spending time with kids is something that I really enjoy doing. Like last weekend, we went skating. Again, it makes it so much roller skating. Kids make everything more fun.
Yes.
So I love doing other things with them. I love water activities. So water park, we're going to do that all summer. I love doing those things. I love nature. I love being outdoors, so I'm constantly around nature somehow.
Yeah.
So these are the things that, and I love yoga, right? Dancing, yoga, eating, cooking, spending time with friends and family, traveling. These are my things.
Wow. Well, I think you just summed that up on the Speak to Me First podcast show as hashtag self-care or self-care awareness. Be aware. You're clearly aware of your surroundings because you're doing so much, and not all of us work the traditional 9-to-5. If you're starting a business and your business is launching on Friday, you know, you definitely have to take care of yourself and get rest, because you won't be any good to anybody. You can have the best product and services out there, but it's how you bring it, your A-plus game in front of the world, because it's going to be global. And just like this broadcast will be global. And speaking of, and you said you have, you are Haitian descent?
Yes.
Wow. So you can speak Creole as well as French?
French is my first language.
Right.
First, and Creole, both my first languages.
Wow. Well, can you tell the audience in French or Creole, I just want you to say something beautiful to them, encourage, like something like, be motivated. Can you just say that and I'll learn something today?
I'll say it both in French and in Creole. I'll start with French for my Montreal folks.
Okay.
So I would say, trouvez votre passion, alignez-vous à votre cœur et à votre vision, et assurez-vous à chaque jour de travailler sur quelque chose que vous aimez et sur lequel vous êtes passionné.
Wow. So you said exactly what I said. Telling you, I just always love it, you know, with language and everything. I mean, I appreciate you doing that because, again, and by the way, as I mentioned, we are currently in 20 countries and counting. I need to check that today. But I remember seeing Montreal. I remember seeing Canada, period. But I mean, there's just different areas. So I appreciate that. And I know the audience listeners will say, wow, this is, and it's one of my first that I've had someone to be able to say that. So I appreciate you for that. Well, I just need to know, before we really close, is what's next for, and I know you're saying, is she kidding? She's asking me what's next. I'm getting ready to launch something. But I know you're a multitasker. So what's next for Ann Christie? Do I hear a book in the works? Something live? A conference, perhaps? Where you need a speaker like me? Like Akina?
I mean, this is absolutely just the beginning. Mm-hmm. As it pertains to the School of Superpowers, because I have two other things that I'm doing in the background, because again, I'm a geek, so I do have a management consulting firm and I'm kind of working on it right now, but that's another thing. Mm-hmm. But for the School of Superpowers itself, absolutely. I actually already wrote a book about, I wrote a few things, but I started a series of books for children. I wrote it a couple of years ago now, just looking for the right moment to put it out there. I wanted to be a 3-part series because I wanted to create awareness for kids. I wanted to give kids, even the whole name of superpowers is really was for kids. I was doing a section for kids, an empowerment session for kids, and I said, hey guys, welcome to the School of Superpowers, and it kind of stuck with me, and I realized mm-hmm. how it would be impactful for adults as well.
Yeah.
So I do have books that I wrote for kids already. Absolutely, I have other courses that I want to put out there because mm-hmm. I love the process of transformation. I want the School of Superpowers to mm-hmm. be a place where people come in and find a small transformation mm-hmm. that's going to propel them to something else. So I just keep creating different programs. One of the things I'm thinking about, I actually already have the outline, is how to co-parent with somebody that you hate, right? Mm-hmm. This is so important for women. Because you know, we have a tendency of being stuck in the negativity, men as well. I'm not discounting that, but specifically for women, because they're the ones who share that with me of how hard something like this can be. Mm-hmm. And I realize how much of an imprisonment it is for women, and that you're not able to grow because you're just stuck in that space. Mm-hmm. And so, this is something that I would like to speak about, talk about, write about, teach about, and a few other superpowers that I have in mind.
Yeah.
Absolutely speaking, but what I'm making sure that I'm doing for myself is, as I'm going into this journey, I will have many opportunities, and some of them might be opportunities masked as distractions, masked as opportunities. Mm-hmm. And then it's very important, as you, when you know your purpose, to be very intentional about where you put your energy. Because if you start being crazy, oh my God, and now you're going everywhere, you're going to lose yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's important to stay intentional and to stay on your purpose. And mm-hmm. you know you can reach your purpose at any point. Yeah. I always invite people to go back to the course, because the moment some fundamental things change in your life, mm-hmm. your purpose might change, and it's okay. And you might need to reassess that. And so I will keep doing that for myself. Mm-hmm. But anything that I will be doing from this moment forward, as for the next 20 years, is speaking on personal development, helping humanity evolve. I'm so passionate about, that's my real vision, mm-hmm. is to, I want to participate in humanity's evolution. I want to help people move forward, move from violence, right? Move from hatred, mm-hmm. move from These are not bad things. To me, this is just where we are in humanity's evolution. We're just at the beginning of humanity's evolution. And so we just need to move past those things. Mm-hmm. And I want to participate in that transformation.
Yeah.
And so really, everything that I want to be doing, mm-hmm. I want it to be aligned with helping humanity evolve.
Yes.
Whether teaching, writing a book, consulting, anything.
Yeah, well, you will have it all covered, and I believe in I love the title of your program, your launch coming up on Friday, which is May 26, 2023. We have to wishing the kudos and congrats to you now. I say tell people that they're already successful, so that you don't wait until Friday to say, oh, it's success, it's a success. No, you're successful now. The brainstorming behind the project, you know, that's where I want to applaud you, the brainstorm behind it. And I'm telling you that those actuarial skills,
they came in handy.
Signs of STEM, here we go. So for my younger audience who were just thinking about, by the way, and I'll bring that up, a lot of people right now, young people are graduating and they're getting ready to walk down that aisle. And grab that, piece of paper, and then what? And so I want you, because you are an innovator, and I love your story. So would you mind, before we close, would you please give some words of wisdom, some thought for those graduates that are going to leave that university, college, university? They're getting ready to go out into the globe. And a lot of them, as we know now, people are embarking on entrepreneurship. Do you have one piece of advice to them or suggestion for young people?
Are we talking about young people who graduated?
Who are graduating from college, whether it's a bachelor's or master's, it doesn't matter.
That I would say, do not start that project. Crazy to say, right? Do not start it. Make sure, until you can make sure that the project that you're going to do, you are going to be able to put at least 150% in it for the next 10 years. If you don't feel that you can do that, then don't start it. And find the project that where you feel excited. Again, every job to wake up and say, I get to do this again. Mm-hmm. If you have to say, man, I have to do this again, you're not going to make it. Even if you find success early on, it will not sustain. Because most billionaires will tell you, I've studied those people. They never say, oh, I'm selling the product that, the most expensive product. Mm-hmm. It's always about their mission. Mm-hmm. If your mission is strong, then your endeavor will be successful. But if you don't have an underlying mission, it means that you're faking it till you're making it. Well, it's just going to be a short-lived project. Mm-hmm. So if you want that long, big project, make sure that it is aligned with your purpose. And I created the tool to help you know what that is. If you're not sure of it, or if you want to have more...
Clarity,
exactly. If you want to find some clarity, or if you want it to be more... Because it's very, very specific, the purpose that comes out from my system. So if you want to make sure that it's really zoned into something specific, plus it's not even that expensive for what you would get out of it. I strongly encourage people to find their purpose before they start that business, because that way they will be able to bring in 150% of themselves, and they will not be burnt out, and they will be happy doing it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm telling you, thank you for that, because I love to encourage young people, even with my HR background, about interviewing, job search, all of that, career development. And I strategize help people with strategizing their way upward into their careers or profession or chosen profession. So, but many people are now, particularly young people, are starting their own business. As soon as they walk down that graduation aisle, they've already invested sometimes monies and time along with doing their studying. And I do applaud them. Everybody's on the right track. And the good news is they have the age behind them. So they have a lot more timing to get it wrong, not get it right, and do something else and move on and still be successful. So I do thank you so much for encouraging our young people to make sure you just kind of pause and really understand what you're getting into. If you're not going to give it your all, then try to do something else. And that's where we leave it. But we have coaches for that. People need coaches. But thank you so much. So the last thing is we are finally at our wrap up. Again, we've been listening to Ann Christie. You do have a last name in case people are checking you out on LinkedIn. Would you mind sharing your last name, how to spell it, where they can find you on a professional website, LinkedIn? Ann, okay. So we sort of froze a little bit there.
H-R-I-S-T-I-E, Ann Christie. Yes, so it's Ann Christie, A-N-N-E-C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. That's the first name. Guillaume, actually, Guillaume in English, it's actually William. So Guillaume William is the English version of Guillaume, by the way. So it's Guillaume, G-U-I-L-L-A-U-N-E.
Excellent. And they will find you.
Yes, on social media, you will find me under the School of Superpowers.
Okay.
I'm definitely very active on IG. So it's the School of Superpowers. I'm also on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, the School of Superpowers Facebook page. I'm on LinkedIn under the School of Superpowers. I'm on YouTube, the School of Superpowers. And I'm on TikTok, the School of Superpowers.
Excellent, excellent. Well, what we got from that, folks, trust and believe, you will find Ann Christie Guillaume under the School of Superpowers. Thank you so much. Congratulations from the Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your No Sugarcoating Coach, and I welcome you back. I know when the school gets up and running, you may want to come back and tell us how you're doing. Check in with us from time to time. So I'm sure the audience will look forward to you sharing your episode of your podcast interview very, very soon. Again, congratulations, and another shout out to your publicist, Kia Armstrong. That's K-I-A-H Armstrong, who is also out there in social media land. She's wonderful. She does a whole lot of digital content. She is amazing, and I appreciate her for connecting us today. Ann Christie, thank you so much for coming. You know how to exit.
Yes, thank you so much, Coach. Bye to your audience and enjoy your day. And remember, remain kind to yourself.
Thank you. Well, there you have it, folks. That was Ann Christie Guillaume. That's right. That's right. Check her out on LinkedIn, the professional website, as well as she's heavily on Instagram, do a lot of posting between there and Facebook, on all the social media platforms, and YouTube. Don't forget to check her out. And that's Ann, A-N-N-E, Christie, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E, Guillaume. So, what did you learn today? I learned a lot. I mean, I just enjoyed talking to Ann Christie about her journey. Excuse me. Her journey of success, the launch of her program, the Superpowers, the School of Superpowers, will be launching this weekend. It is Memorial Day weekend. In fact, on Friday, which is May 26th, and you will definitely be able to listen and share her episode, and make sure you share it with people who are really interested in perhaps starting their own business. They want to take a leap, the leap of faith, the leap of success, the leap to success. But you know what I say, you're already successful. You just have to tap into your talent and tap into your journey. And it's an individual journey. So like Ann Christie said, take some of the things that she said and check this out. I mean, she was and still is an actuary, right? So that means she studied mathematics. I mean, she's pretty good at it. Not good. She's great at it, if not brilliant, with numbers. And then she thought about it with her mindset and building a model that will help other people, both men and women. So this is going to be amazing. And it will be online, her course and her model, her program that she will launch on Friday, May 26th. Again, check out the School of Superpowers. You can look her up and things like that and try to contact her via Messenger, perhaps on LinkedIn or Instagram, and just give her, you know, a shout out and make sure that you said you heard her interview on Speak to Me First podcast show. Say it again, Speak to Me First podcast show. You know who it is. Again, I want to leave you with this. If you never start anything, how do you expect to finish? If you never start, how do you expect to finish? Stop worrying about being perfect and just do it. Those transferable skills, as an HR person, I'm always talking about it. I help you navigate both your career and or your life skills journey. And I want you to be able to use those transferable skills into other areas of your life so that you can be greater or achieve greater success than you already have. Because again, you're already successful. You just need to tap into your own talented resources. And with that said, I wish you a wonderful weekend. It just happens to be a very long holiday weekend on the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Make sure that you're staying safe out there as you travel amongst the globe. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach. To learn more about me, go to my website at TJV Empowers You, theletteru.com. Again, TJV Empowers You, theletteru.com. If you want to invite me to speak, make sure you inbox me via LinkedIn. I'm mostly on that platform. I also have a Facebook page and profile, so you can like my page. Follow me on Instagram at No Sugarcoating Coach. That's my tagline. And again, make sure you share, like, share, and subscribe to this podcast show. Again, 20 countries and counting. Hopefully, you're next. So, until next time on Speak to Me First podcast show, I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach. I wish you all the best. And as I say, all of the time ending my broadcast, success is in.